Hi, I'm Mel Pearson from the Michigan Tech hockey team, and you're listening to the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93.
Go Huskies.
It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on Mix 93.
Hand pass waved off, shot tipped in front, chance right there, shot scores! 1:11 left to go in the third overtime. The longest game in Michigan Tech hockey history is over.
And now, here's Mel Pearson and your host, Dirk Hembron.
All right, special off-season edition of the Mel Pearson Show, and we are excited to talk Michigan Tech hockey for the next 60 minutes here on the show. Why don't I get an email out to you right away, an email address out to you right away if you haven't got your questions in. Do so, dj@themix93.com. Coach Pearson in our studio, and we are expecting Tanner Carroll to join us by telephone later on this hour. Coach, nice to have you back in. How have the last few weeks been? I know you made the trip down to Florida.
Well, good morning, Dirk. And as you know, we got to change that word, off season. There's no such thing as off season in hockey and whatnot. But
you got a better word we can use?
Slow season. No, it's not even slow. I don't know what we call it. But no, I've been very busy. Thanks. Good to be on. And you know, we've got a lot to talk about. As you know, we can talk all the time. Great hockey game last night on TV, and you know, it's interesting watching the playoffs. But yeah, I've been to the Frozen Four since last time we've talked. Was down in Florida for not only the WCHA coaches meetings, but also the full body Division I men's ice hockey coaches meeting. So a lot of things are going on, a lot of talk, a lot of chatter. But we can get into that whenever you want. But anyway, very busy. All our guys, they stopped by this morning. They were working out at 7:45 a.m., all the returning players. They look good. They look refreshed, excited. So I know they had a real good 2 weeks after our season. We gave them a little bit of time to relax. Then Tyler Chalas got him going. And
that's got to be a long 2 weeks for Tyler Chalas.
Oh, I
think chomping at the bit to get those guys back in the weight room.
Well, no question. But they're all back for track A here. And like I said, they look good. We'll have a team meeting today at 3:30 and just talk about some of the expectations and some individual meetings. So there's always something going on. Recruiting's hot and heavy. Big time right now. You know, June's a real busy month for us. We do a lot of recruiting. A lot of these junior teams have their camps going on, but there's hockey still being played at the amateur and junior level. USHA finals are going on. USHL finals are going on right now. Unfortunately, we don't have anybody playing, but we had some guys in the playoffs, had some good playoffs, and then obviously we've got a young man we can't talk about, but we got a kid playing up in the Royal Bank Cup, a couple of them actually, so... Mm-hmm. Which is the championship for all of Canada. So it's going on in Portage La Prairie, Manitoba right now.
Nice.
So the Royal Bank Cup. So they're having their finals going on. But there's always something going on. So it's that's why I say off season, slow season, maybe out of season. It's not out of season either. I don't know what we were going to come up with it. But anyway, good to be with you. And we got lots to talk about. And looking forward to talking to Tanner too.
Well, I wanted to ask you, you know, we talked to you the Monday after the season ended, and it was very quick after all that happened. And have you had a chance? What are your thoughts as you look back at the season now? The way it went, what a tremendous run to start the season! Great run towards the end of the season. Just a heartbreaking loss to knock us out. But what are your thoughts on the whole season, Coach?
Well, you know, now you had time to reflect and sort of go through and dissect your year and whatnot. And you know, I'm really proud of the players. They really accomplished a lot this year when you go through it. And I think one of the nice things is when you're in Boston for the Frozen Four, you run into a lot of coaches or a lot of hockey people, and they're really talking about Michigan Tech again. And it's good to see, you know, how they're commenting, and good to see Michigan Tech back in the, you know, the national picture, and you know, how well we played. And so I think it's good, you know, and I try to relay that onto our players.
Are you ready?
Yes.
That there's, you know, a lot going on, and you know, they're getting a lot of, or we're getting a lot of feedback from different people who watch them play, just so they know, you know, what they did was tremendous this year. But then down to coaches' meetings down in Florida, and, you know, number of people comment on the way their guys played and the things that they accomplished, and, you know, had a great season. And of course, most people watch our final game and, you know, felt bad for, you know, the team and how we played, and, you know, maybe should have been the team that deserved to win. But anyway, so that was good. But as we as coaches break it down, you know, it's one of those years where, you know, where you end up 1 point out of first place, you know, and you always do this to coach, you know, constantly. You're going through, oh, this game here, you know, if we, that tie we had with Minnesota, you know, if we would have won, or, you know, we would have got first place, you know. And then you talk about, you know, the tournament, and you know, oh, you know, this chance, or David scores on that one, or here, you know, oh, we could have, then we would, you know, probably could have been North Dakota, could have got the Frozen Four. I think it's one of those years, me being at the Frozen Four and watching the teams play, they were all talented teams, but when you see a team like Providence win it and just watch the games and you're there and you're going, you know, it's one of those years where I think anybody could have won. It's wide open, and you know, and I think we were as good, you know, on a lot of nights as the teams there. And then so that's the you get more disappointed and frustrated, and then you slowly but surely say, okay, well, let's get going. We got to get ready for next year. So you go through that a lot. You play out the season all the time.
A lot of people asking about Riley Sweeney. How much have you talked to him since the season ended?
Well, we talked to him quite a bit, actually. Yeah. I haven't talked to him for a couple of weeks now since he's been back in British Columbia. But, you know, and we all it's all positive, you know, talking a lot about, you know, it just doesn't come down to one play usually.
I know, but my concern is, and I think everybody else's too, that hope that he doesn't feel that way.
Well, being a player, you know, yourself, and you go back and you're hard on yourself, most players are.
Sure.
But I think, you know, he's got such good friends on the team and tremendous teammates, and they picked him up right away. So
that's good.
I think Riley will be fine. He'll move on and be successful, whatever he does. That's the type of kid he is. So, but no, I think he's doing fine. Obviously, the first couple of days are tough on you and tough on the team. But no, he'll be fine. Riley's a good kid, and he'll bounce back and move on from it.
You talked about the Providence win in the Frozen Four, and that game, I mean, watching it on TV and just some of the things that happened. Of course, the unbelievable goal, the misplayed there, and just, I mean, it's unbelievable what changes and what happens even at that championship game like that to decide a championship.
Well, and that's it. I mean, you feel bad, you know, for him, for O'Connor, and he just signed with Ottawa just the other day. The goaltender from BU was only a junior, so who, you know, is a tremendous goaltender and had a great year and really got Boston University into that championship game. And unfortunately, just you know, a tough break. And from that point on, I mean, it was gave Providence a lot of life and lift. And you know, obviously, they won the championship. But you feel for the player. I mean, when you watch it, I mean, it's tough. It's tough.
You were at the game. What view did you have of that when it happened? Was it one of those things where you're kind of talking and all of a sudden everybody starts cheering and you wonder what happened? Or were you actually kind of watching to see that it went in?
Yeah, you're watching and you could see he sort of saw it and didn't see it. And, you know, he got in his glove and then, but he didn't realize he had it. You wonder if he just sort of lost it, like, you know, a fly ball in the lights a little bit. He lost it in the lights, even though he ended up in his glove, he didn't think he had it. And that's where he moved his glove and he's looking for the puck and goes in the net. But, you know, it was tough. I give that kid a ton of credit, though.
Sure.
He handled all the media immediately after the game and, you know, answered all the questions and, you know, wasn't trying to get rushed out of there. They didn't try and hide him. And, you know, you can tell he's a true champion, even though that night it didn't go his way. And but he handled everything very well.
He did. Providence gets their first ever national championship, a second time they were in the finals there. And it really does show that anybody can win that tournament if they're playing well.
Well, it does, and you know, I think that's a frustrating part. You're there as a coach and you watch it, and you know, you see what goes on and realize how your team was playing and can you play at that level. And obviously, we could have. So it was tough, but hats off to Providence, and they capped off a, you know, real exciting Frozen Four and really exciting year in college hockey.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to Tanner Carroll. We're looking forward to talking a lot more with head coach Mel Pearson. 9 minutes past the hour, and we'll have a lot. Again, our email address to get your questions in to Coach Pearson is dj@themix93.com.
The things that move you most in life should never cause you pain. Joint, muscle, and back conditions get personal when they interrupt things like picking up your grandchild or enjoying a wander with your family. It's why Aspyrus constantly works to advance your options in orthopedic care. With 7 partner hospitals and over 35 clinic locations, you get easy access to exceptional treatment, training, and physical therapy. Our team provides, so whether you're a recovering athlete, an outdoor enthusiast, or a proud dad about to walk his youngest down the aisle, Aspyrus is there to keep you going strong. The passions that move you move us. To schedule an orthopedic appointment or learn more, visit Aspirus.org today.